Now, in 2017, a passionate group of music lovers and performers launched the first York Proms to a sellout crowd in the York Museum Gardens, overlooked by, of course, 1,000-year-old ruins of St Mary's Abbey. 2,000 music lovers enjoyed their picnics, they waved their flags, they sang along to a selection of Proms' favourites and music from across the classical and music theatre repertoire.
Well, following the success of that first year, the York Proms returned this year and is returning next year with an even bigger and a better night of, as Anna says, music, flag waving, picnics and fireworks. And we're delighted to say that with us in the studio to tell us more about it is the York soprano Rebecca Newman. It was your idea, wasn't it, this?
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a simple idea, but what a good idea.
It really was. And we could tell, as soon as we started talking to people about it, we could tell there was a really big appetite for it. And you know, we started the whole thing with literally no money in the bank. We had no grants, we had no crowdfunding sources or anything. We just put the tickets on sale and hoped for the best. And by Christmas, within, which was about 3 weeks, they went on sale around about the 10th of December. By Christmas, we'd sold over 300 tickets. And I just thought, I know how things sell from doing my own concerts. This is going to be good. And it was. And we raised over £10,000 for the York Museum Trust, which is, they operate lots of venues, but they operate the museum gardens. So obviously, funding's always a big issue for any, you know, any history and culture. We were really pleased when it went as well as it did.
There's just something about it, isn't there? I mean, you know, years and years and years ago, you had the last night of the Proms on telly, and that was it. And then you had Proms in the Park, and then it went Proms in the Park in Glasgow and Swansea and Cardiff and all that sort of stuff. There's just, and Castle Howard, of course, there's just something about, if the weather's good, and let's face it, it was a cracker this year.
Both years have been really
well, yes, you have. Sitting out, in a, as Anna says, in a really lovely place, listening to some great music, what's not to love?
And I think that's what works really well with York Proms. And part of the reason why we didn't have one might have been because we had such an awesome event out at Castle Howard. But I think what I've found is a lot of people go to both, and they're very different in their personalities. So you can go to both without feeling like you've just done the same thing twice, because York Proms is much smaller. You're overlooked by the Abbey ruins. This year we had the stage on the terrace in front of the museum, and we had another choir stage next to it, like a terraced seating stage. So it looked really imposing, and it's just going to build year on year. So I think this year, we really, any issues from the first year, we ironed out. We managed to look at how things actually went. There's no amount of sitting around in a meeting room working out what's going to happen on the day that can prepare for every eventuality. Until you open the gates and let people in, you don't know how things are going to go. And this year, I think there are a couple of little glitches that people wouldn't have known about, just me running around ragged, knew about it. But yeah, next year, we've... I did promise today that I would announce the soprano who is going to be singing next year, because we've got the soprano and the tenor sorted out. So we're announcing them one at a time. But I'd like to let everybody know that we've got the wonderful Jennifer Coleman, who will be performing as our guest soprano next year. Now, I've known Jennifer for probably about 5 years or so. She's been going through the Royal College of Music, and she's a fabulous, fabulous opera singer. She's now gone international, and she's out in Belgium now for the next year, but she will be back in the UK around the time of the Prom, so she said she'd come and sing for us.
Shall we have a listen?
She's fabulous.
Shall we have a listen?
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a listen. You're doing very well not to join in.
Oh,
I can see you bursting to join in.
Oh, no, it's really nice, actually, to have a listen and let somebody else do it for a while.
Gorgeous voice.
Terrific.
Fabulous voice. It's just so sparkly and expressive. And she's good fun as well. So I think, you know, she'll definitely get stuck in with the crowd and waving the flags and things on the day. And another week or so, and we will announce the tenor. So we put the tickets on sale on Monday. to the general public. We also did a very short pre-sale for people who've already booked before, and we've already sold over 10% of tickets, so which blows me away, actually.
Did you launch this year's at the same time last year?
We had the date already, and we did that the first year as well. We already had the date for the following year so that people could sort of put it in their diaries, and we put it into the brochure. Everybody got a free brochure this year, so there was information about the gardens, and then, of course, all the show programme, information about the caterers, but then we also had a big thing about when the next event would be. But you can get your tickets now online, and they're still a really, really good super early bird price, which we'll have up until Christmas, which means people can, provided they haven't sold out by then, but people can buy them if they want that as Christmas
it's
presents.
It's fabulous,
and
isn't it?
What's your capacity?
2,000. In theory, we could fit in probably about 2,400, but we would much rather people had space. Mm. But if we get past a certain number, we will be adding a screen so that we can go around into the ruins a little bit more. Because not everybody's that bothered about seeing the stage. Mm. They want to sit there, have their picnic, and drink their bubbles and listen to the music. But particularly where the fireworks were located last year. If you go online, we've got a short video, and we've got some photos as well. But the fireworks were just on the other side of the ruins near where the Pavilion Cafe is. So it was lighting up the beautiful archway that goes through there, and it was just absolutely stunning. You can get your tickets from Visit York as well, or you can give them a call on York 550099. No doubt you'll get phone calls now, people saying, what was that? But you can pop in, if you pop into the Visitor Information Centre in town, they can sort you out. They can also answer some simple questions or get in touch and find out what they do need to do.
Are you going to sing?
I'm in a really difficult position because it's not the Rebecca Newman proms, it's the York proms, and it was really good in the first year or two because I was able to make sure that I could bring my support base along to help us get it launched. But I must admit, I keep getting asked that question. I may well do a spin-off event that we can package as part of the event, so maybe the night before, people maybe who are travelling to York can go and see that as well. So keep your eyes peeled, might do something. But one thing I do want to let people know about is on Saturday 27th of October at the Park Inn between 10 and 4, there is a York Women Means Business Expo. Now, York Women Means Business is a women's networking group that I've been a member of for a few years, and obviously we support each other with some of the unique challenges that you do have as a woman. There's also a York Means Business as well, which is a mixed group, but we're having the first ever expo, so there's going to be people there who have all sorts of different businesses, and they'll have stalls, and we'll have a York Prom stall there, and we're going to be running a raffle on the day for any amount of donation, whatever you can afford, for the Wilberforce Trust, which is our designated charity now, which many people probably know about as a local York charity. We'll be doing a raffle so people can win Proms tickets for next year. So just between 10 and 4, come on in. And obviously you can have a look at all the other fantastic exhibitions as well. And I think there's a few choirs, you know, that you can sign up for, or there's going to be some flash mobs and things. You never know, you might get a free head massage or something like that. Go and find out more. So just come along, and we'll have merchandise people can take away with them as well, bits and pieces. But yeah, it's all coming together really well. So I'm really, really pleased with it all. And we've launched a choir. Go to the website today.
Of course you have.
If you want to be on stage next year at the York Proms, go to the website, sign up to the choir, and we're also accepting applications from people who maybe want to be part of the community stage. We'll have some people on stage beforehand as part of a warm-up and in the interval. Nice. We had four acts this year, and we'll have more next year, and obviously we'll have the choir as well. So we're looking forward to launching that, and they'll be part of a journey, really, because we're going to be launching that and starting workshops with the choir this before Christmas. So there will be lots of opportunities for flash mobs and getting involved.
Stuff.
We're planning to write a song for York. There might be a dance routine, and I expect you two to do a viral video for that.
Yes,
if there's a dance routine.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just
yorkproms.com. Go and sign up, and we'll let you know as soon as we've got all the information.
I just think it's great that on the 4th of October we're talking about summer 2019.
That's welcome to my life.
Forget Christmas. Rebecca Newman, great to see you. Thanks ever so much.
Thank you.